Panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point are hopeful the Petroleum Revenue Management Bill before Parliament will be passed into law by the end of the year. This, they said, would close the gaps under PNDC Law 84, which is currently in operation. The panelists discussed promoting transparency in the oil and gas platform. Dr. Steve Manteau said citizens should be strengthened to demand accountability for what the revenue accruing from the oil and gas sector is used for. He said transparency is not an end in itself, but a means to achieve better proceeds or benefits from the oil sector, adding that calling for transparency alone is not enough.
The expectation is that people will use this information to demand accountability, to demand answers from duty bearers in terms of how the oil revenues, for instance, has been used to the benefit or otherwise of society. And that critical transition from transparency to accountability is what is currently lacking. It's what we haven't been able to achieve so far. But the point is that we need to recognize that the oil and gas industry is a specialized area. And so we find ourselves in a situation where the supply side of social accountability is much more enhanced than the demand side. And so the challenge going forward will be to build a lot of technical capacity within civil society to be able to understand the information that is being provided by both government and companies and be able to use this information to engage and to demand accountability from duty bearers. The more we are able to spread this knowledge within society, the more we can get people demanding accountability and therefore improvement in the way we manage our oil resources.
For her part, the Deputy Programs Manager of Star Ghana, Mary Tobinose, underscores the importance of inputs of civil society organizations in the oil and gas sectors. She was unhappy that this time round, CSOs are better involved in the activities, but was worried the public is not getting enough information as far as activities of oil and gas are concerned.
The policies are there. Some of these regulations are being followed, but there are still gaps. And a typical example is the discretionary decision making by the minister. If the minister has the mandate to decide where to use the revenue without really reference to the law, also because there are gaps, there are leeways. But at least from the civil society point of view, civil society has influenced some of these policies also to ensure that some of these gaps are closed and people have information out there. We have some of our partners from Star Ghana influencing change at the grassroots level, trying to promote dialogue at that level to prevent some of the conflict that we hear in some countries who have benefited from oil.
Ben Bwachi of the Africa Center for Energy Policy expressed concern about the fact that the Minister of Finance has the discretion to undertake certain projects which might not be viable. He stressed the need for him to dialogue with CSOs on the need on the kind of projects to be undertaken.
What is being done now is to spread the revenue thinly across so many projects. So you don't see projects completed on time, on budget, and we keep pumping money in there. And 4 years on, you can't point to a project to say that this is what oil revenues have actually started and completed. And that is a big, big challenge. Added to that, because the minister has so much discretion, they prioritize what they call roads and other infrastructure. And other infrastructure now allows the minister to spread revenues even beyond the four priority areas anticipated in the law. So you have defense, you have education, you have all other sectors that have not been prioritized receiving money. So then that defeats the spirit of the law. That was thinking that we could actually focus our oil revenue, see results.